My book is called The Only Answer to Cancer for a Reason, because there is only one cause for your individual illness, cancer, or health breakdown. So there can be only one single answer to your individual health breakdown. There can be only one cure for your individual cancer. And what my system and my information, my education is giving you is the tools to find out what is the root cause of your individual cancer and how you can develop your only individual answer for your individual health breakdown. So people need to understand there is no magic pill. There is nobody outside that can cure them. There is no healing force outside the human body. There's a lot of help we can give the body, and I'm going to come to it right now because you want me to.
Yes, sir.
So we need to start to get our pH level up. So Otto Warburg and Max Planck got a Nobel Prize in medicine by proving cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich environment that has a pH level of 7.36 or 7.4.
And you can get test strips, right, at your drugstore?
You get them really everywhere. These pH strips, you get them everywhere. I get them from awesomesupplements.com because they're the most reliable ones and the cheapest ones. And it's a saliva test. I don't trust the urine test. I only trust the saliva test because the urine can be messed up in the whole meaning of the word by so many different factors. Mm-hmm. But the saliva is directly created from blood, so you have a direct number. And it usually, if it turns blue, you are fine. The more it goes away from blue into green or yellow, you are in deep trouble. And you should be extremely careful instantly doing something because it's empirical. So it's
so first, though, people should test what their level is, right?
Absolutely. People should do two tests. They should do the pH test from awesomesupplements.com. It's the most reliable. And they should do the heavy metal test from helpingamericanow.com so that they know where they are. Because if you just do some kind of wild cleansing and you have no idea what's really going on, or you start supplementing and you don't know where you are, you have no idea how much damage you can do to yourself.
Sure.
So you need to do the testing first. Do the pH saliva test. Do the heavy metal test.
And that's the pH saliva test is simple, right?
Very simple. You just, in the morning before you have any coffee or any kind of food, you just you take a little bit of saliva, collect it in your mouth, puts a little paper strip in there, and within a couple of seconds, you see instantly what's going on and where your pH level is.
It's a color. It's like a little color chart, right?
Right. It changes the color. It comes, this little box comes with a color chart, and you just hold it on there, but you can always say, if it's blue, you are fine. If it's green, you are in trouble. If it's yellow, you are sick.
Okay, so if it's yellow or green, how do you change it? How do you go from being too acidic to more alkaline?
First of all, acidosis, meaning being too acidic, is based on nutritional deficiency and toxemia. So the toxemia, the toxins need to get out of your system. And I developed over 30 years a cleanse specifically for my cancer patients because I do not believe in individual cleansing. Because if you cleanse just the liver and not the other organs at the same time, all the toxins from the liver go into the kidneys or wherever and might kill the person right away. So I developed a system called MyBePure.com that detoxifies the system on the cellular level, the entire body at the same time over a period of 21 days. Everything faster is highly dangerous. People, please be careful. Don't do these seven-day cleanses. Don't do these weird seven-day colon cleanses. You do more harm to your system than you can ever imagine. It takes time. It needs to be systematic. It needs to be going to the cellular level. And it needs to cleanse the entire system at the same time. So MyBePure.com is what I invented and what I did with all my cancer patients. It was a little bit more complicated back then. Today it's very simple and easy because the technique is better to produce these products. The second step is to get the metal test and the metal toxification from helpingamericanow.com, then you get rid of the two most dangerous elements. Nearly every human being has a candida overgrowth infection. So if you have ever took antibiotics,
that's a fungus, right?
It's a fungus. Candida is a fungus. It lives in our digestive tract and helps us to digest and helps us with the balance with good and bad bacteria and so on. But if it overgrows, if you have ever taken an antibiotic, you have this yeast, this fungi overgrows. And on the other hand, just let me say here in regards of cancer, Dr. Simoncini has proven, the oncologist from Rome, Italy, that we talked about before, that's using baking soda to cure his cancer patients. He has proven that cancer is always embedded and surrounded and held together by a fungus. That's why it works what he does. He alkalizes the part and the fungus dies. The second, a fungus can only exist in an acidic environment. It's like mold that can only exist in a specific environment. So this candida overgrowth is responsible for 90% of fibromyalgia, of 90% of having no energy, feeling tired after an eight-hour deep sleep. And this is what people really, really need to understand. If you don't sleep, you can only heal while you are asleep. There's absolutely no way to regenerate or heal if you are awake. You can only heal if you have a deep, restful sleep, if you're in a state of sleep, or you're absolutely deeply relaxed. And this is what I created with my CDs. They give you an equivalent in 20 minutes of 8 hours of deep, restful sleep.
Is that why sometimes someone who, you know, doesn't feel good, they go to bed, but they wake up okay?
Yes, sir. That's because the second you have a deep, restful sleep, you recharge your battery. It doesn't really matter how good the battery in your cell phone is. If you never recharge it, your cell phone will not work anymore. The same happens with us and our system. Our system can only get and stay sick as long as we do not have the energy to get healthy again and stay healthy again. So therefore, it is so important that people sleep well, sleep enough, sleep while it's dark, because the production of certain hormones can only happen while it's dark. And a friend of mine, Paul Neeson, wrote a very, very, really great book. It's called The Daylight Diet. So only eat while you have daylight, and your digestive system is working so much easier and better, and you don't gain weight and so on. That's just a side note.
Yeah, eating right before you go to bed is the worst thing, isn't
it? It's the worst thing you can do, because the entire night the body is digesting, using up all the energy for digestion and not for repair and regeneration. And this is where so many people, we know this all from a good Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or New Year's dinner, and we eat too much and we drink too much, and even we slept, but in the morning we wake up, we're still tired and groggy. Because our system was busy digesting instead of repairing and regenerating us.
Good point.
And the most important thing is to stay away from artificial sweeteners and white sugar. Cancer lives from white sugar, refined sugar. Refined sugar is a cousin of heroin.
You mean we can't use aspartame anymore?
You are too funny, George. Aspartame is the main cause of every neurological disease, like multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's disease, cancer, and so on. My great friend, Dr. Betty Martini, is the main fighter against aspartame toxicity and aspartame use. Mission Possible is her website, missionpossible.com. And it is really artificial. Every form of artificial sweetener is a neurotoxin, is highly toxic. Everybody that takes these Splenda, or however they call it, this pink stuff, it will get sick. Not maybe. You will get sick and you will get fat like a pig.